Get up and go und bald.
Breakfast on a wondrous Wednesday. We're getting some really interesting messages from you as we're talking about smells, things we smell that take us back to somewhere in the world when we were younger. And I'm seeing some amazing things. I can't wait to share this message about Oma se gesigroompotjie van 60 jaar terug wat sy nog het, wat sy oopmaak om dit te ruik en dan dink sy aan haar oma. Dis vir my ongelooflik. We'll share that just after 8 o'clock. But for now, Zanti Swanepoel, kuier saam met ons uit Gauteng. Ons is reg vir een van haar kragstories. Môre Zanti, hoe gaan dit daai kant?
Môre Brad en al die luisteraars. Nee, wat? Dit gaan goed. Ons leef bo ons omstandighede. En ek is self nog al 'n ou wat ek hoor toe nou jy praat oor die ruik ding. Dit is my altyd so lekker dat die Here daai dit vir ons gegee het. And God is a God of smell. So I think he says our prayers are like a sweet fragrance.
Hey.
And I think when he smells that he remembers the prayers we pray and he smells, we smell and is eintlik wat 'n voorreg.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Thanks for reminding us of that, Zanti. We are ready for whatever wonderfully profound, beautiful, inspirational story you would have for us this morning.
I actually do, and it's one out of the Bible. And if you can remember last week, and it's like the Lord is not, he's not lifting this. He wants us to know that we must know that sometimes, or not sometimes, all the time, we have to float, trust, and believe. Now, last week I told the story of this little girl that went into the ocean, and her and her dad got in trouble, and he swam out to get help. And 4 hours later, they got her still floating in the sea, not being scared or in a panic. And she said, it's because my dad told me he would come back.
Yeah.
And that trust, sometimes we just need to float and trust in God's word. And then we will see it manifest in our lives. But this week it was as if the Lord said, but do you really grasp this? Because if there was a man in the Bible that truly grasped this, it was Noah. Because sometimes we forget that when the Lord and God asked Noah to build the ark, Noah had never seen rain in his life. So he had to believe something he's never seen. Then he had to build something on a scale that he's never, ever even thought was possible. He's never seen an ark. He's never, they just had this little fisher boat. He had to do that. And then he had to trust the Lord that his word is true. But today I want to speak about another level of trust that Noah had and that this little girl had when she was lying in that ocean for 4 hours on her back, floating and trusting that her dad will come back to save her. You see, because God gave exact measurements to Noah to build the ark. God chose the wood and God sealed it perfectly. But he left out a steering wheel. There was no sailor and no engine. The ark wasn't built to be steered. It was built to float. Noah was not the captain of that ship. He was also just a passenger. Because God was fully in control. Sometimes we forget to think about the ark in that way. He was not the captain of the ark. God was. He was merely a passenger, like all the other animals. And he had to trust, sometimes not seeing. So 2 Corinthians 5 verses 7 was true for him as well. For we do live by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
But sometimes me and you, we want to see before we believe. And God is calling us back into the ark today of our lives, saying that I will keep you safe, but I am the captain of this ship. Because we can't, God is a gentleman, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. We cannot ask and pray for the Lord to be in control and still expect a steering wheel, expect an engine room. God does not do both, it's either him or we. And that was just something so profound to me that, you know, sometimes we keep trying to steer what God already promised to carry. And we forget that he is already in control. And for me, it was just such a wake-up call again to understand that God is fully in control. And I can trust him. When I have a word from God, and that's the most important thing. Sometimes we action our own words.
Mm.
But if we have a word from God, and how do we do that? We spend time with him. We are intimate with him. We trust him. We buy our time to be with him. We stop somewhere. We rest. We create space. We make room to converse with him, to spend time with him. And if he spoke that word, when he said to the disciples, we are going to the other side, no storm could get in the way. And it was a violent storm.
Mm.
When he said to Paul that you will be in front of Caesar, he went into a terrible storm in the perfect will of God, a terrible storm, but he had a word from God. If you and I have a word from God, we can go into that ark and be a passenger, that God is in control and he'll take us there. And I just got some scripture that I just want to just read to you this morning and just to anchor this in your spirit. That if you have a word from God, if you know the Lord said this or that, then you don't need the steering wheel. You don't need the engine room. You can rest in his word and you can be obedient to what he wants you to do and not take the steering wheel and build your own and create your own operations room. Because Psalm 103 verses 9 says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all.
Mm.
I want to install in your heart and in my heart again the reverence of who God is. Because sometimes we fear the enemy much more than we fear God. And that's a lie. We have the God Almighty on our side. He is the only one I fear with reverence. Psalm 135 verse 6 says, whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. Isaiah 46 verses 9 to 10 says, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish my purpose. You see, God is even in control over your plans. Proverbs 19 verses 21 says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord that purposes that prevails. Proverbs 16 verses 9 says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Jeremiah says in 10 verses 29, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. God is even in control of your trials and sufferings. In Genesis 50 verses 20, Joseph says to his brothers, he says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being to save many lives. And I leave you with Romans 8 verses 28 that says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So may you know today that you are God's beloved, that he is for you, that if you spend time with him and if you prioritize him because he is the most important, nothing is more important, then you can just float, trust, and believe that his plans for you are good and your life will make a difference on this earth. May this bless you this morning, that the ark had no steering wheel and Noah was not a captain. And neither are you, and neither am I. Amen.
Amen. I've written it down here. Float, trust, and believe. Thank you. That's from Zanti Swanepoel. Thank you, Zanti. It's lekker om so saam te kuier. Thank you for Krag Story weer eens en for die bemoediging for die nuwe dag en for die week wat voorlê. Geseënde dag vir jou. Goed gaan daar in Gauteng. Tot ons weer kuier.